We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ah, this is why you asked me earlier if I had heard this song. Trust is the code word. This is Billy Joel, Matter of Trust.
I've never heard of this song.
This was a hit, believe it or not. Not a very good song, I don't think.
The bald headed guy, Billy Joel?
Yeah, he wasn't bald headed when this song came out, though. It's fairly recent.
He had hair when you did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think
you are sorry, though.
Low hanging fruit.
I don't think you're sorry.
Was there a 3-point line in basketball when you were a kid?
There actually wasn't. What year was the 3-point line invented? In the NBA. 78?
You were shooting in a peach basket.
78, I'm guessing. I was
joking, man.
I was 9 years old. I remember the advent of the 3-point line.
79.
79. I was 10 years old.
All the white guys got excited.
Yeah, but then nobody shot 3-pointers. Nobody shot 3-pointers.
Would that be like if they added a 4-point line today? Like, nobody would shoot it?
Probably.
I think people would shoot.
Yeah. Like Dame Lillard and Steph and them, they shoot from 40 feet.
Go back and look at 1979 total number of 3-pointers shot in the NBA. Total in the NBA. I bet your jaw will drop.
I've seen Jordan's one time, and it was embarrassing. But at the time, it wasn't.
Nobody shot 3-pointers. Yeah. Oh, the code word is trust. Time for your chance to win $1,000. 560 WQAM's Take Dono's Dollars. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word trust, T-R-U-S-T. Text it to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. Brian Geltzeiler, by the way, going to join us at 5 o'clock, the Hoops Critic. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. It's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. And again, text the word TRUST to 72881.
All right, so the Houston Rockets this season attempted 3,721 three-pointers.
That one team, 3,700-something three-pointers this season.
The San Diego Clippers in 1980 attempted 543.
Yeah, I mean, that's wow. Crazy. That's crazy.
Games change, baby.
A sixth.
A league average was 227 threes a game.
Oh, so the San Diego Clippers attempted the most and the Rockets attempted the most for this year?
Yeah, the average for this season was 2,600.
Wow. Yeah, nobody shot him.
So Pistol Pete did. That's what text line says.
Is that true?
Hell, I don't know. Hawk, you're the only one alive.
Pistol Pete Maravich. I remember Sam Smith on the Chicago Bulls. Sam Smith. Look him up.
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith, Chicago Bulls. He had to have been their three-point shot leader.
I guess what he looked like then.
Oh, no, he was a black dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Randy McMichael is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, one of the few great tight ends. We always say that with the Miami Dolphins. One of the few, it's a short list of great tight ends with the Miami Dolphins. Randy McMichael.
And he was the
one
last one that everybody respected.
Probably, right? Yep. Yeah. He's with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Randy.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
So we were talking in the last segment. Crowder regaled us with this great story about Keith Traylor. It was Nick Saban's first season.
That first OTA, Mac, when Nick tried to make Truck run and Truck wasn't having it.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, because Truck, Truck was old, he was big, and he had a raggedy knee, because you remember that knee brace he's always wearing?
A big-ass brace.
Yeah, so we were like, that whole day was messed up, because remember the first time we walked out on the field, we didn't have our shoes tied up. We were like, he's out here chilling, and he just went berserk, and all of us just paused and looked at him like, the hell wrong with you?
Oh, Mac can't exclude himself. He was letting Saban have it too. Mac was an OG.
But that's what I was saying to Crowder in the last segment. Like, that was like, this had to be a different planet for Nick Saban, because in college he was godlike.
Oh yeah, but I'm just saying, the first day, like, they blow the horn and we're going out there, and he's like, hold up, and he's yelling, and he's like, lace up those damn, we're all looking at him like, who the hell are you? Who do you think you're talking to like this, first off? And, you know, but as you know, as the year went along, it was give and take. We did some of the more college-type things, like wearing your helmet through a whole damn warm-up after you done ran for like 10 minutes before practice starts with him. But, Truck was just old. He didn't care, man. He just kept telling me, every time I talked to him, he would always hit me with the Roger Murtaugh, I'm getting too old for this blank. That was his line right there.
Mac, did Saban get cussed out more than any other coach? I'm talking about, it goes back to high school and college. He got cussed out by so many people those 2 years.
But I mean, it was a lot of us older guys, and it wasn't in a disrespectful way. Like, I didn't cuss in disrespectfully. I just like, man, I don't want to hear that blank. You know, that was more or less my line with him. But you had some guys that would, especially, it was usually the defensive line, because they were the oldest guys.
Yeah.
So it was JT and Truck and whatnot. Kevin Carter saw, Kev saw stuff and say,
Kevin would do it. Big Vonnie would get mad every now and again.
And Vonnie and Jessica Nita and those guys, they would get upset. But, like, you know, the other guys, offensive guys, we were soft. You know, and we didn't want to be bothered with Nick. So as long as it was a keen fact on offense, that if you didn't mess with Nick, he didn't come messing with you. He would just stay over there with the defensive guy.
I think a lot of us, though, that dislike Nick Saban, Dolphins fans, that we just didn't like. I don't like him as a person. I love the fact that he would come up to you, say something, and you would just look at him and go, yeah, I don't want to hear that. Like, and he's ostensibly your boss, but he found out real quick that, yeah, the NFL is not like college.
Oh, well, the greatest Nick Saban story was, I remember the day before he left and decided to go to Alabama, we played the Colts up in Indy. And so, Kent Chan, you remember this, we were coming back on the plane, back from Indy, and we were, I'm talking about just loud on the plane, just creating a ruckus. And he comes in and he's like, guys, y'all need to settle down. I don't know who it was. I got my speculations of who it was. Somebody said, man, shut the blank up and leave it anyways.
Wow.
And right there, you know, it was like, we were like, and then I remember getting a call probably about 7:30 that next morning from him and talking about, yeah, I talked it over with Mr. Huizenga, and we think it's best if I go ahead and take the Alabama job. And I was like, all right, coach, well, I appreciate you. But, yeah, that was – Nick was – I like Nick. I mean, it's hard for me not to like Nick because Nick took care of me, so.
Mac, you got a call?
Yeah.
Rich Eisen told me.
Yeah, he called the captains that day. So he called the captains and he let us know that he was leaving. I don't know what he did with everybody else.
So he called you prior. It wasn't a conference call. It was just him calling you.
Yeah, he called me. Yeah, he called me. He called Chris. He called JT, Zach, and who else did he call? I think he called. I think he called Pep. I don't know if he called Pep or not, but yeah, I know he called me, Chris, JT, and Zach.
When you figure out the totem pole and you're not anywhere
around
the top.
Do you think he called Dante Culpepper, though? Because
no.
we've heard these stories.
I doubt he called Pep, because Pep was elected the captain. But I doubt he called him.
Because he didn't, from what Crowder's told us.
After that Joey Harrington thing in the bubble, I'm sure they weren't tight.
Yeah, so I doubt he called Pep, but yeah. So, yeah, I got that call, and I was like, hey, coach, you know what? We kind of knew you were leaving, but, you know, good luck to you and everything. And I can honestly tell you that I saw him doing what he's doing to Alabama. I mean, because he's a hell of a college football coach. Yeah, he's a hell of a football coach, but he's suited better for college.
Randy McMichael is with us. Do you think the Dolphins should have a quarterback competition between Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen, or should the job be given to Josh Rosen no matter what?
I don't think it should be given to him, but I think he should be the starting quarterback. I love Fitzy. Fitzy was a former teammate of mine. Our lockers were close to each other in St. Louis. So I got a lot of love for Fitzy, but he is who he is. He's gonna bring you back, and he's gonna break your heart. And I think it's time to give a young quarterback. I know. I think Josh Rosen is way more talented than Ryan Tannehill. I think it's time to get a kid the reins when he's ready for it. Now, don't force it on him. I mean, no, not to say don't force him. Don't give it to him. Make it look like he's competing. But I anticipate that Josh Rosen to be the starting quarterback, because I mean, he did start last year in the league.
And they're giving Rashad Jones down here, Matt. They're giving Rashad a hard time. Rashad hasn't been at optional workouts, and he hasn't gone to the OTAs the last 2 days. Do you believe vets need to be at OTAs?
Not one bit. But the only thing is when you got a new regime, then that kind of you might want to get in there and get acclimated with the system. But, I mean, why is everything such a big deal about voluntary stuff now? I mean, it's never been a big deal. But now social media just makes it seem like it's bigger than it is, and it really isn't. Chan, you know this. The foundation of your team is not built in OTAs, okay? You don't do enough on the field to be considering yourself, oh, we're ready for the season. But, I mean, nowadays, I saw today Odell going to OTA. So? I mean, what's the deal? I know when I tried, the one time when we had a new regime in St. Louis, I didn't go because I didn't want to be in St. Louis, and I was hoping they were going to cut me. But, you know, he reached out to me. Steve Spagnuolo, he said, you ain't going nowhere, so you might as well come. I still didn't go. But, I mean, if it's mandatory, I'm going to be there. But if it's not mandatory, what's the big deal?
That's what I wonder. Like, if Brian Flores reached out, but now your personal story kind of dashes a little water on that. But I thought maybe if Brian Flores reached out to Rashad Jones and said, hey, you know what? We're trying to set a precedent here. We're trying to have a whole new regime, and things are supposed to feel different. And so, you know, as a solid to me, would you come on out to OTAs? You don't have to run hard or whatever. But you didn't do it. You didn't care.
No, I mean, it's not as I didn't care. I mean, I didn't go when I left Miami. I didn't go to anything that wasn't mandatory. I mean, and the coaches, they didn't say anything to me because they always knew one thing: I was going to be in shape, and I knew what the hell I was going to be doing out there. I knew the playbook back and forth, so you really don't have to worry about veterans like that. They don't have to worry about Rashad. Rashad will be ready to go. Now, if he's not in something mandatory, you might raise an eyebrow because I remember last year here. It was a whole hoopla because Julio Jones didn't show up because he wanted the contract and all that. Well, Rashad just got some money, so I don't think it's a money aspect with him. I just think maybe he don't want to be there no more. I don't know. I don't want to put words in his mouth. But if he's not there mandatory, then come at me then. But until then, don't even worry about it.
And, Mac, what all the rookies come in. I went and talked to him. The Dolphins got me coming and talking to him. What would you
– Oh.
Yeah.
They got you talking to them?
Yeah, bro. You know, I'm very savvy with money. I understand. I've been through it all. I lost money. I've chased those women around. I threw all my money at Coco's. You know, I tell them the truth, Mac.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm my fifth or sixth year doing it. They bring me in to really tell, and I tell them up front, Mac. I say, okay, y'all. And, like, Joe Rose goes in and O.J. McDuffie and different guys, and I say, okay, these guys are different than me. They have a little more sense. I'm like your uncle on the back porch. I'm going to tell you how it is. And I tell them about bringing the strippers in. I tell them about throwing the money. I tell them about the shirts off, pouring the liquor. I tell them about it all, but it's not a smart idea.
Is that why, like, the past few rookie classes have been trash? Because
boom.
You just talk to them and they're going to follow your lead?
Boom. No. You just hit it. It's why everything keeps flaming out, Mac.
I teach them. I teach them the right way.
So it's not the curse of Dan Marino. It's the curse of Dan Crowder.
There's a bunch of people texting in based on your guys' Nick Saban stories that Crowder and Randy McMichael ran off the best coach in Dolphins history.
Oh, no. Alabama ran Nick Saban off.
$10 million a year, yeah. A plane, a house.
Let me see. $10 million, I'm treated like a god, or how much was he making here?
Six, seven, maybe?
$6 million, and I got Keith Trailer cursing me out every other day. Yeah, I'll go to Alabama.
But, Mac, what would you? What's the one thing you would try to put in a rookie's head about this league?
Hey, especially living down there. Don't you know my favorite line from Hangover is Bangkok got him. Don't let Miami get you, man. Because I mean, it is so easy to get caught up in that city and that lifestyle. Because I talk like me and Chandler, you talk all the time. We weren't millionaires when we came to the league. But we had a couple hundred thousand, and you know, then if you got the right whip and you can walk right, and you a semi-attractive person down there, that city could be yours, man. But I mean, that was the biggest thing for me because you can't teach a person to be a professional. I mean, it's your job now. You know, then you ain't got to go to class, you ain't got to do none of that. All you got to do is eat, sleep, football. And some kids don't really realize that, man. They want the league to do for them. You know what I'm saying? They want that status. They like that. They don't want to work for it. They like, okay, I'm in the NFL, I've arrived, instead of keep working at their craft, because the one thing I know about this league is it'll replace you so fast. It will. And a lot of them don't understand it. They want to do it for the gram. They want to get the necklace and the cars and everything and not worry about what it takes to keep that money, keep that chain and keep that car.
You take some notes there because you could do that for the rookies next season. Like, I thought he gave you a pretty good speech there.
I just told him yesterday, I said, who's going to buy a chain? Boy, raise his hand. I said, why you need a chain? It makes me feel good about myself. The kid
no,
said
that
to
that.
me. Yep.
Did
I said,
say that?
He said, it makes me forget. I said, you trying to get a woman because you ain't got no game. I'd be real with him, Mac. That's what they do.
Listen to you two old men talking about what's cool today and how the...
Mac just kind of hit on that. I know he's married. We're both happily married men, but we enjoyed our South Floridian time.
Hey, I'll never tell no lies about my young self. My young country self with 300 grand, I was at the club every night in Miami. But the one thing about it is I never missed a practice.
Nope.
I never fell asleep in one meeting, and I was always ready when it was on Sunday. But once I left the facility, oh, I was buck wild. I never front on that. I was buck wild.
I woke up in your house so many times scared because I didn't know where I was.
There's nothing like getting out of your bed and going to your bedroom door and opening it, and it's a 250-pound dead man's laying on the floor. Like, you can at least went to the bedroom. It's one right there. His ass is on my floor, right in front of my bedroom door like the dog.
I was trying to find the kitchen.
he went to sleep.
Matt had a big-ass house, man. I couldn't find the kitchen.
Before we let you go, Randy McMichael's with us. We're up against a break, but we were talking about this earlier, and it brought out all the texters. What do you think about grown adults, grown men, taking off from work on their birthday?
I think that's so tacky and so lame. That's about as bad as people who say it's my birthday month. No, cat, you got a birthday. Well, it's my birthday month, and I'm partying. Like, who? I mean, come on, man. But no, you don't be taking off work because it's your damn birthday, bro. Really, just wait till the weekend.
Man, you'd be surprised at how many texters and tweeters and friends of ours were blowing up our phones saying, no, I always take my birthday off. I make it a birthday week. Like, I'm with you. There are adults that do the birthday month. I don't get that.
I don't get the birthday week. Your mama wasn't in labor a whole week. She gave birth. I never understand that, man.
That's my point, Mac. You really didn't do nothing on your birthday. You just fell out.
I just fell out. You know, this year, you know, I'm 40 this year, so we're going to take a nice little trip and everything. But other than that, I'm taking off a week from work. That's it.
Who's taking off a week from work?
I don't know.
I got vacation time, so it's a vacation for my birthday. It's a big difference.
I don't know. I think we may have stumbled into something.
You're walking on the fence now,
Mac. I think you're playing both sides here, Mac.
No, it's a big difference. Because me and my wife, we always take a trip in the summer. And this year, you know, my vacation happens to fall in on my birthday. So we're like, well, why don't we just take this week? Because the Falcons start training camp a little bit earlier, so we're not going to be able to go in July. So I'm like, let's go.
I'm going to have Falero decide this. Falero, it sounds like he's taking off a week for his birthday.
Yeah, because I could just take a vacation day for my birthday and be like, oh, it's vacation, but I could do a staycation.
Staycation.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened there. But.
He lost me.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
All right.
That went over my head.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. All right, Randy McMichael, former Dolphins tight end. Thank you for making time for us, Mac.
All right, fellas, take care.
We need a ruling on this. I'm sorry, but I can't help it. I have a head cold. I mean, Falera's telling me in my headphones, I'll turn your mic off.
Just clear your throat, man.
All right, I'll turn my mic off.
All right.
You can still hear that through my mic.
Well, I just did what he told me. Yeah. Let me take a sip of my tea.
Why would you listen to him? Did you hear how he just answered Mac?
That was a good man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. We had him. We had him right on the ropes, and then I called it. Like, I tagged in my tag team mate.
And it was KO.
And I thought, no, it was not.
Knocked him out.
Yeah, we got knocked out.
He didn't even know how to respond to
I didn't know what happened. I flipped teams.
Can you? Oh, stop that.
You confused me so much there.
You flipped teams.
I flipped teams. I went on a Max team.
Oh, okay.
I'm on team birthday.
What?
All right, we got to take a quick break here. I'm going to clear my throat. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us at 5 o'clock, the Hoops critic. You hear him on Sirius and NBA radio on Sirius XM. Talk a little NBA draft lottery. I said at the beginning of the show, fortunes could change tonight for our own Miami Heat. They could be this close to an NBA championship. I believe that with Zion Williamson. Anyway, talk about it when we come back. We are going to be doing the show live at Twin Peaks in Davie this Friday. I don't know why I just thought of that.
Let me get to the booty.
This Friday, 2 till 6, we're going to do the show live, Twin Peaks in Davie, and then Crowder will stick around. Is it Milwaukee and Toronto that night? Playoffs?
Yes.
So. All right, so he'll stick around, have a little watch party. You can enjoy whiskey specials all night. There'll be plenty of giveaways. Twin Peaks in Davie this Friday. Me and Crowder, and then a little watch party afterwards with Crowder.
Some hangout.
Hangout.
It's off the chain. We were at the Pembroke Pines one two Fridays ago, and then this Friday we're at the Davie one.
Do you want to see a quarterback competition between Fitzpatrick and Rosen?
Yes.
So do I. I don't know. That seems to be a another disconnect. The birthdays, taking the day off for your birthday is a disconnect. But there are people firmly in the, no, you don't trade a second rounder for Josh Rosen to let him ride the bench because you won't know going into next year's draft what you have. And I get the logic, but I don't really see a negative in having a quarterback competition.
Especially through camp.
And by the way, Josh Rosen should beat him out, right? Because if it's even close, you would go with Rosen.
Make him beat him out.
Right.
Even if you want him to start, don't give it to him. Make him beat him out. But even if Fitzpatrick starts, he gives you 4 or 5 games. You can get 10, 11 games out of Rosen. I'll tell you this. I believe there will be 2 quarterbacks that start for the Dolphins this year at some point.
I think so, too.
So if you know that, you can evaluate a guy. You don't need 16 games to evaluate a guy. When's the last time? We used 7 years of Tannehill. But you can look at a guy for 5, 6, 7 games and say, okay, he's getting better every time. He can develop. He can be something. Or this ain't the guy. Fitzpatrick is exactly what he is. He's going to be the same guy in Tampa. He was in Buffalo. He was with the Jets. Everywhere he's been,
he's going to have some games where you are just like, wow, that guy could do anything on the football field.
3 touchdowns, 400 yards. Last year with Tampa, he had a 4-game stretch when
it was like the greatest 4-game stretch in NFL history.
He was the front runner for NFL MVP at the time, and then the Buccaneers went to hell. He's going to be him. Rosen's going to get his shine. Let him fight through camp and see what happens.
Because what would be the benefit, by the way, of saying it's Josh Rosen's job? Like, I think there's a lot of people that want Brian Flores to come out and say, look, we traded a second-round pick for him. This is Josh Rosen's team. We want to see what he could do. I don't know if there's a benefit to that. Is there? I almost think that there could be something negative to that.
For the fans, I think it is because now they can go get their Rosen jersey over their Fitzpatrick jersey.
Right.
But to the team, I think it's a disadvantage because, and this is real. I know people say, oh, that, you know, the teams know about the quarterbacks. But when you come in as a coaching staff and they're preaching what they're preaching, I was, you know, we were just talking about it with Mac. I was over there. I see all the billboards on the walls. I see all the compete every day. Put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. Be uncomfortable. Like, don't, it's the easy way is not the right way. Like, all the quotes that they're trying to put in these guys' mind, handing a guy a job will go against what they're trying to preach on a daily basis. You put Rosen in a situation to be successful, just like Fitzpatrick, and the team is going to see. I told you with the Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington thing, the entire team knew Joey Harrington wasn't an answer at quarterback. When Chad Henne come in, we knew Chad Henne was bad. I tell the story, that was the first camp I had like, you know, 6, 7 interceptions in a couple days, and I was like, damn, I got this drops down. No, Chad Henne was just bad. The team knows who's more dominant on the field. The coaches make that decision. The team's going to say, okay, they handed him the job. Let his teammates see that he's better than Fitzpatrick. That gains respect for Rosen and for his teammates through him.
Yeah, but they're kind of in a weird predicament because, like, yeah, the fans want a competition and the teammates want a competition, but they also want Josh Rosen to start. Like, if Fitzpatrick's starting game one, they're going to be like, why not Rosen?
Is that going to happen, though? I honestly don't know.
I think the fans are pretty much, they want Josh Rosen to start.
I think a lot of people would question, why would you give up a second rounder if you weren't going to start him?
Yeah.
But if they really do believe that he's a talented guy, like, now there's stories that they had coveted this guy, you know, the Dolphins did, that this was a guy that they looked at as a very good quarterback. Maybe you do bring him along slowly. Maybe you treat him as it's a rookie season, even though it's not.
And a lot of people, I think, they're thinking about tanking. They're saying, hey, who's going to, can we even talk about it? Whoever the best quarterback is, do you start the other one so that you don't have a better record? Brian Flores and his coaching staff are trying to win the Super Bowl this year. I hope everybody knows that. I hope the structuring of the team or whatever it is, the upstairs down, what the owner said back in the summer, whatever you want, I mean, back in the fall, whatever you heard or said or heard come out of anybody's mouth, Brian Flores and his assistants, O'Shea and Graham and all their assistants, they think they can win the Super Bowl this year. That's their approach to the season. They're not thinking like us. We're doing the sports radio big picture. You know, how did the Browns get better? How did the Chiefs get better? We understand that. Brian Flores is trying to be the best head coach he can be, and all his assistants are as well.
Very interesting to see how OTAs play out and how the training camp and preseason. It'll be very interesting to me. This is a real twist and turn for the Dolphins. And you got the NBA lottery tonight, the draft lottery. We suggested earlier in the show that you turn it into a carnival game.
I like it.
Pat Riley's out there. He's throwing the ping pong ball into the fish tank.
Is that the best one?
What's the best carnival game? I like the one, it's like all those, you get the wiffle balls, and it's all the cups. They're all next to each other, but a couple cups are outlined in red and yellow. Yeah. And so you toss it up there, rolls around a little bit.
I like the one where you got to shoot the water into little bullseye.
I don't like that one.
I love that one.
Someone
like
jumps
the most
out to
simplest one. Isn't
yeah,
it?
And there's always a winner. Millennial. There's always a winner on that game.
Yeah, why else would you compete?
I like. Have you ever seen the ones where you get the big frog? You have to hit the hammer and shoot the frog off into the bucket.
Right, it launches.
Yeah, and the frog flips and it falls in the right color bucket. You win. If not, you lose.
Is that what about whack-a-mole?
Knock it. Well, no. This actually catapults something.
It's like a big plastic frog, and you put it on a little...
I don't think I've seen that one.
And you smack one side, and the other side shoots up. Pretty cool. Or the fishing game, where you have to aim the little fish around.
I don't like any kind of fishing.
I'm amazed you like carnivals, because it's outside.
I love a carnival. I love carnival games.
It's
indoor
so expensive,
carnivals.
And then you win the stuffed animal, you got to walk around with it.
And it's cheap.
Oh, terrible stuffed animal. It's stuffed with asbestos.
Little balls, the little foam balls.
Yeah.
That's not comfortable. I let my dogs tear them up.
How do we get on this?
I don't know.
Oh, because we want the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
It's
better than just
balls.
Watching ping pong balls. Make it a test, you know, a test of skills. Yeah. Carnival games, though, because that keeps everybody involved.
Like the arrow. Like they have to shoot a bow and arrow. But, like, the worst teams get more arrows. Pat Riley only gets one arrow to shoot.
Well, Pat Riley would get a bunch of arrows this season.
But no, he wouldn't, not because he only has 1% to win the lottery.
Ball,
oh, I got you.
So I'm saying, like, the who's favorite?
The Knicks, the Suns.
Yeah, so they get 10 arrows. Pat gets one arrow. You hit the bullseye, you get Zion.
That would be great. That would be really cool. Bowling. Bowling for Zion.
I'm just telling you, it means something.
Be must-watch TV, right? Be like Battle of the Network Stars. All
so
right, we got to take
it's
a...
It's at 8:30 tonight.
8:30
on ESPN.
The
right
game's at
the game.
9?
Yes.
So it'll be over before the game.
Yeah, it doesn't take too long. It's just
I've never watched it
really?
In my life.
I think I watch it every year.
I love watching it.
Why?
I don't know. It's
the
fun.
Drama.
To see what? Ping pong balls flip? Watch
well,
the...
Well, you know, I don't even think you see that. They just unveil it.
Yeah, they already picked it,
y'all
think.
Could watch the lotto 3 times a week. They pull balls. Y'all can watch that all you want.
Then you're going to watch the game tonight?
Yeah.
7.5 is the line. Warriors.
I like the Warriors,
I like Portland.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
We got to take a break. We'll come right back.
Radio.com.
We're going to bet tonight's game?
Me and Crowder were just talking about it. I think we're going to stay away.
Because here's why I know we've been on a terrible losing streak, but we're running out of games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the baseball season, I mean, when basketball's done, there's how many games left? Maximum 21 games. Maximum 21 games of basketball left.
Surprised you were able to do that.
Yeah, I was too.
Is he right?
I feel pretty good about myself.
He is, yeah.
Eastern Conference Finals could go seven. Western Conference Finals go seven. Championship could go seven. Look at that.
That's impressive.
I mean, I don't want to lose out on opportunities to bet.
Just saying, see, that's the wrong approach. We've been told that by a number of people. We don't just bet to bet. You have to bet when you have an edge.
I mean, who makes them right over me?
The guys that do it for a living.
How about Dame Lillard over on points tonight?
27.
29.
28 and a half. And I think I would go over, right?
Oh, no.
Because he's going to try to match Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Like, he's going to try to match them because they're going to come out firing.
But Golden State's got good defenders. Klay Thompson can shut down any of those players and then put Andre Iguodala on CJ McCollum.
And wasn't Dame Lillard 3-for-17 last game?
He had a very rough start to the game. I don't know if he ended.
I feel like he's going to force it, man.
Try to do too much.
Yeah, another 3-for-20 game.
Then Falero was just talking about it where, oh, Portland, they played the game 7, so now they're in rhythm, and the Golden State Warriors played 6, so they had some days off, so Portland's in rhythm. But then Golden State, they have fresh legs, so they haven't been playing as long. It's too many,
too
many angles.
Can we just stay away?
I happen to like Portland, though. You want to guess Steph Curry points tonight?
No KD. Right around that same, 27, 28.
26?
30 and a half.
Under.
Under.
I don't know, man.
I mean, you're going to be embarrassed when he – didn't he put up 30 points in the second half?
Yeah.
33.
Last 33, game?
Yeah.
But he put up zero in the first
half. How about if you have that under and he scores 0 points in the first half? You are spending that money.
Yeah.
That's a brutal loss.
What's CJ McCollum looking like?
CJ McCollum tonight, points.
He dropped 37 game 7.
You want to guess?
25?
24.
23 and a half.
I don't know either, man. Klay Thompson's a really good defender.
He can't guard both of them.
I think he'll guard McCollum.
And then who would?
Curry will start on Dame.
How about Steph Curry over under on 3-pointers tonight?
3.5.
2.5.
4.5.
Oh, okay.
And they bait you up.
I know, man.
They bait you up.
How about Klay over under on 3-pointers tonight?
3.5.
2.5.
3.5. 3.5 is minus 130, though.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, that seems like an over.
Gambling's so hard, man.
Oh, have you seen our totals?
Yeah, well.
Did you think it was
it's
easy?
It's an unprecedented losing streak.
Do you believe they keep those lights on in Vegas 24-7 on a fluke?
There's
a
reason,
man.
There is a reason.
Goodness.
I like the Blazers, though, plus 7.5. I think that's a lot of points. Portland's a damn good team.
That's what I was saying. You're saying they're going to cover.
I think they'll cover. I don't know if they'll win, but okay. I think they'll cover. I think Golden State goes to Portland up 2-0.
Yeah. You know what? I'll fool with you.
I think
I'm
Portland.
I'm staying away.
No?
Man. Yeah, I'm not in this.
7.5?
7.5 is a lot of points.
I'll play with you.
Let's do it. Come on, Valero.
No, I don't want
come
to.
Come on.
It's not a good bet.
Take your
Crowder.
Birthday money.
You're
gonna, cover.
Your you're birthday
gonna,
money. Use your birthday
it.
Money.
No, I have to pay you.
So you're not going to watch the NBA draft lottery tonight?
No, I never have. I don't think I ever will.
1% chance that the Heat end up with the number one pick.
Can we bet on that? Are there any betting options for that?
It's an interesting question. I doubt it, but let me see. But
then they already give you the percentages. It's like 14, 14, 14, 14.
Yeah, but like I don't think the Knicks are going to win it. Is there like a field option?
Nah.
But it can't because the Knicks have – that's why it's so funny that they're saying it's the Knicks. They have the same percent chance
right,
as the next
so it's
two
the
teams.
Knicks, Phoenix, and who's the third team? They all have a 14% chance. I mean, you are talking
the
about –
the Cavs.
The Cavs. Oh, please do not let the Cavs get Zion Williamson.
They're going to get him.
And that happened.
Great stretch with these draft
every
lotteries.
Time.
Yeah, Anthony Bennett, Kyrie Irving.
Please don't let that happen.
Are they sending the little boy with the glasses? Because he's gonna get them something.
Actually, who out of those three would you like? If it had to be one of those three, who out of those three would you prefer to get Zion Williamson?
I don't want to tell the truth because Heat fans will hate me.
I feel the same way.
I'm the
Knicks.
Yeah.
It's the Knicks.
I do too.
Right?
I don't want to see them in
the Suns. There's something special when, you know, you kind of want Chicago to be good and the Knicks to be good and the Heat to be good. And, yeah, he goes to Phoenix. Like,
it's going to – you know what? Perfect example with Dame Lillard.
Right.
Like, if he – you when you
put
go to
Dame Lillard
cities,
on the Knicks.
I would know he was good before this year.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, I don't
before
want
last series.
I don't want Zion to be hidden out in, you know, in the middle of nowhere.
Cleveland would be a big deal, obviously, because it would be the next coming. It would be, you know, chapter two. You
I
know,
really hope they don't
you,
get
you,
him.
You turn the page on LeBron. Phoenix, there's no juice to it at all.
Well, they got a little yellow boy he can play with, Booker.
Valero?
What color?
Yellow, but he's not real. He's not red. He's more yellow. He's real, real high yellow.
Valero, you take that one.
Me?
Booker.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and the boy's high yellow, has a little part in his
high
top.
I don't even think you could say that term anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can.
No, I don't think so.
No, there's gradations of, because I'm a light-skinned dude. I'm a light-skinned wonder. You got my drop?
Yeah, no, I know. They deleted it, man.
I know how it goes. There's red and there's yellow. Like, there's different colors of light-skinned dudes.
I believe that
bro,
is
I'm
a...
on top of this.
No, but I believe that is a frowned upon term.
I am a professional at this.
At what? The rest
I remember when Wesley Snipes and them made us go out. It was Wesley Snipes, Michael Jordan. He made us red dudes not as cool. And then we got Drake coming back. We had Obama coming back. Hey, they bring us back in, man. I'm a pro at this.
At what, though? I'm again, you lost me a little bit.
Devin Booker.
Play the phlegm montage or something. Anything? If anything?
And some of those. Whoa.
You all right?
My goodness, I almost died there.
Hey, yo, Ace.
Light-skinned wonder. Trees of
green. Hey, John, we always... Red roses, too. And, whoa. I see them blue. And with Wade leaving, excuse me. They can't go back. And I think to my series of, excuse me, they can't go back. I have this. What a wonderful world. And some of those. Whoa.
Right. Everybody forget about Devin Booker.
Please.
Somebody texts in, hey guys, could you please explain how this draft works? I don't understand how the Heat could have a 1% chance and then three bad teams have a 14% chance. How's this process done? I enjoy the show very much. We'll bring on Brian Geltzeiler in the next segment. He can explain it. Ira, we can bring on. He can explain it better than we can. Yeah. It's a big night in the NBA tonight. Not only is the Western Conference Finals start, but you got a team, one team, the Heat have a chance. But one team tonight is going to hit the holy grail of draft choices because they're going to get the number one pick, and Zion Williamson will grace that team with their presence. They should announce it tonight. If they, whoever is the winning team, they should just go, and we draft Zion Williamson. Just make your draft pick right now.
They might not want to.
Brian Geltzeiler, he is the host on NBA Radio on Sirius XM. You see him on NBA TV all the time as well. We're going to talk a little playoff basketball and some NBA draft lottery with Geltzy in the next segment. Radio.com.
Radio.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.